Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is setting himself apart as he puts quill to parchment once again to praise the fair youth. This is actually a fun one, as William employs one of my favorite poetic devices, anaphora. My favorite poetic devices, anaphora. Anyway, in the first quatrain of Sonnet 91, Uncle Will casts his eye out to the general populace, observing that some people take glory in their birth, some in the skills they have acquired. There are those that also glory in their wealth or in their physical strength. There are even those that glory in their clothes, even though they are rather gaudy. And there are even some that take personal pride in the hawks and dogs they use in hunting, and even the horse that they ride.
Some glory in their birth, some in their skill, some in their wealth, some in their body's force, some in their garments, though new-fangled ill, some in their hawks and hounds, some in their horse.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will admits that every enthusiasm can find a thing that pleases it, where it will find joy above all else. But not Uncle Will. He goes on to say that all the trappings he has just illustrated mean nothing to him, because he has a joy that is far better than the rest.
And every humour hath his adjunct pleasure, wherein it finds a joy above the rest. But these particulars are not my measure. All these I better in one general best.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will confesses that the one thing he has that gives him more happiness than all those other trappings of privilege and station is simply the love of the fair youth. He says that your love is better than being born noble. It makes me richer than money ever could, gives me more pride than expensive garments than others of high and noble birth take such pleasure in, and even their hunting hawks and horses, because I have your love, and I can therefore safely outboast all other men's claims to joy and pride.
Thy love is better than high birth to me, richer than wealth, prouder than garments cost, of more delight than hawks or horses be, and having thee, of all men's pride I boast.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will turns from his certainty and confesses a fear, wearing his heart upon his sleeve, so to speak, and admits that he is terrified that the fair youth has it within his power to deny William his love, and therefore his joy and happiness, leaving him desolate and despairing.
Wretched in this alone, that thou mayest take all this away, and me most wretched make.
This is another of Uncle Will's sonnets that feels distinctly young to me, an almost gilded lily of examples to start, but it's the innocent pleading of powerless love at the end that I think we would all be better off remembering as we get older, that love and longing are actually that powerful. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.